Morning. Thank you for joining me today.
Sure.
Perhaps you could explain to us what the report stated about screen time in outdoor play.
We know there's been a massive reduction in the amount of time children spend outdoors. Also, a reduction in how much they move when they are outdoors. Why would this be? The report that I've written for the Association of Play Industries didn't just look at the reasons parents are concerned about letting their kids out, stranger danger and traffic, but what might kids prefer to be doing indoors. And what we found is that children love to be in their bedrooms with small screens enjoying recreational screen time. And the bottom line is, it may not be comfortable to have to tackle this, but we do have to get children to reduce their recreational screen time. And if they do that, they are more likely to be outside and being physically active because they don't like being bored. So that's, in a nutshell, what we've looked at. Mark Hardy, who's the chairman of the Association of Play Industries, knows a lot more about the importance of playgrounds and the issue of them being closed and why we need more of them.
Mm-hmm. So what are the effects having on children of all this screen time?
Well, a wide range of them. Sadly, what we see as the public in the newspapers are to and fro studies. Screens are good, screens are bad. Screens affect mental health. No, they don't. If you look at all the medical studies together, you find that high levels of recreational screen time for children are strongly linked with more body fat. And as it happens, we now have, when children leave primary school, the highest level of body fat in British history, the highest levels of type 2 diabetes, and we also have the highest levels of mental health problems, the highest levels of children being treated at NHS clinics for sleeping disorders. These are linked with screen time, and if they spent less time on the screens, more time outdoors playing, we would have fewer problems like that. In addition to that, there are links, strong links, with body dissatisfaction and eating disorders, also gaming disorder, computer gaming addiction, which is now an official disease by the World Health Organization. I could go on and on and on, but the problems are not just one thing. They're not just body fat. They're not just mental health. There's a long list of strong links between excessive recreational screen time and health and development problems in children. We wouldn't have this if they were outdoor playing more, and it's free.
Indeed. I mean, I grew up playing outside. We didn't have the television on until the news came on at 6. And my children didn't have a telly at all. They learnt to play. But why are children these days spending so much time in? Why don't they play out anymore?
We believe there's two reasons. The first reason, as Eric said, is the appeal of technology, the appeal of the content that you can get from a small digital device is very, very appealing to children. It's exciting. It's addictive. And so there is that pull. But similarly, on the other side of that equation, the areas, the play areas that are available for children are disappearing. They're closing because the local authorities don't have the budgets to maintain them and create new ones. And so at the same time as we're creating this amazing carrot on one side, we don't have the carrot on the other side to make them to go and want to play outside. You know, a good, local, well-maintained, attractive play area is not just somewhere for children to go and get active. It's also a hub for the local community. Issues such as, you know, racial issues, social interaction. Children just don't know how to talk to each other like they used to because they're spending time, behind a screen. Whereas if they get out and they get into a good public area, they will interact more. And so that's what we're advocating. We're advocating both a guideline around the time spent behind a screen on a discretionary basis, and at the same time, a reallocation of some funds to provide local attractive play areas to encourage children to get out and play more.
Do you think it's also a case of a lack of imagination? I mean, I never lived near any play areas, and yet I was always outside making dens and things.
Absolutely. In fact, the research is suggesting that if kids are spending too much time on these recreational screens, it is actually depriving them of the creativity that would enable them to do their own thing. For example, kids need to get bored. It's an important part of their development. Let them get bored. Give them boredom. And the reason is they then learn how to develop strategies to escape that boredom. That's creativity. By spoon-feeding them entertainment all the time on a small screen, they're never given that opportunity to develop that creativity. And as Mark was pointing out, the benefits of playing outdoors are A, creativity, social interaction, which you learn by looking at people, negotiation and social skills, and so on. So there's a wide range of non-physical benefits of playing outdoors, and creativity, you put your finger on it, is certainly one of them.
So what would be the benefit of the government investing more in play areas rather than the cuts they're making?
Well, I think the obvious benefit is actually it will save money. And that might seem counterintuitive, but let's look at it this way. Arik talked about some of the childhood issues we're facing. We've got rising and epidemic portions of childhood obesity. We have childhood mental health issues. We've got the social and racial issues I talked about. You know, we've got demonstrable lack of upper body muscle development in children. What we're doing now in the National Health Service, which we all agree is stretched, is we're treating this and it's costing us money to treat these. What we're saying is, let's spend a little bit more upfront on the root causes of some of these issues. And incidentally, you know, we're spending billions. We're talking here about thousands to spend. And it just seems to us anyway to be common sense that a little bit more money spent to create attractive areas where people will go, get active, mingle, socialize, can save significant amounts of money for the National Health Service going forward.
Mm-hmm. Are the API doing anything to prevent these cuts?
We're trying with, we're trying to make this a campaign. We're calling it a movement for movement. You know, we're lobbying hard. Unfortunately, as you probably know, the responsibility for these type of investments falls squarely on the shoulders of the local authorities, and local authorities' budgets are squeezed. What we'd like to see is a little bit more central government involvement here to create more funding to give local authorities to allow this to happen.
So what do we as parents do to help our children enjoy play without the screens?
Well, certainly in other countries, for example, the U.S. Department of Health, the Australian Department of Health, the Canadians and so on, have all provided parents with loose guidelines. They're called, you know, maximum screen time limits. They're not rules, they're not laws, but it gives parents something to get their teeth into. We know from medical studies, families where the parents have got screen time rules have children who have less recreational screen time. It is not true that if you have screen time rules, the kids rebel and they actually watch more. The same is true with alcohol, by the way. Parents who have alcohol rules have kids who are less likely to binge drink. So rules do not cause rebellion. Parents need them. You're not going to get the screen time you want from their kids. They're always going to want to have more. But if you don't have any rules, your kids will have more screen time. So that's one thing. Secondly, parents need to realize that being outdoors and playing in places like playgrounds is not just an option, it is a medical necessity. There are reasons why children need to be outdoors, which are physical reasons. For example, they need to look into the distance so that their eyeballs develop correctly, or they may be more at risk from short-sightedness. They also need to be outside because they burn more calories. We don't know why, but they physically move more when they do the same things outdoors as they do indoors. They simply move more. So this is a medical necessity, and parents need to realize that the limits on screen time and the need to be outdoors are not just lifestyle options, which are discretionary. They're medical necessities.
So powerful information there for parents. Where can they go for more information?
Yeah, I think in the first instance, if they go to our website, the API website, you can get to that, api-play.org. I'm sure if you Google API Play, you'll probably get there. We've got a complete landing page and information on the campaign. That, as I've said, we're calling it a movement for movement. There's the full report, there's a short form report, and there's a lot more information that you can look at there.
Lovely. Gentlemen, thank you for your time today.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.